What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He is Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout. I'm Eric Chia, follower of the G-Bag Nation. Welcome into another episode of the Love of the Star podcast. Great to have you in as we start to ramp up the off-season workouts, the OTAs. Brian Broaddus, we got plenty to address in Cowboys land. How the heck are you?
Doing well, Eric. Thank you. You mentioned this. This is kind of the last thing that the team is going to do until you take that 4-week break off between the OTAs and training camp, and then you have the early game, you know, by a few days with Thursday night football. But yeah, these are the things that you kind of look forward to with the whole team together. Now, they've been working. This will be the first opportunity that, as the media, that we've been able to see these guys practice all together. Before that, it was just rookies by themselves. So be a little bit exciting to see where, that the coaches decide to line these guys up and, you know, get this little idea of maybe what they're thinking about them initially.
Yeah, I mean, this is an offseason filled with a lot of new acquisitions from coaching staff to personnel. So I think this is a super exciting time to just start to get a glimpse into what their plan is on both sides of the ball, and specifically with certain individuals and how they plan on using them. So I'm fired up for this. I mean, obviously you're the football man. Like, what are you, from a priority standpoint, what has you most excited and what are you hoping to see?
Yeah, I don't know how much competitive football you're really, really going to see. Now, maybe you'll see him go through. Now, it's been different from all the administrations that I've been through, whether, you know, there was the Bill Parcells administration that I was part of, even going back before that, you know, with Dave Campo and stuff. Every coach kind of practiced differently. And now you'll get a little bit of an idea of how maybe the practice will be structured, at least initially, for Brian Schottenheimer. I, you know, as a personnel guy, you kind of have an idea of like, okay, I think I know what this coach is going to do, but then you'll see the pace of the practice. You'll see the guys moving around from drill to drill. You know, there's just things that will give you some subtle clues into maybe what we can look forward to when we get to Oxnard, where the pads will come on. It'll be more intense, but at least you'll get an idea about the things, the stretching aspect of things, the individual periods, the length of the individual periods. Is there more individual periods? Is there more team periods? You know, is there more competitive periods? We really, under the Mike McCarthy, it just seemed like there weren't. I'll say this: Jason Garrett is as much problems as I had with Jason Garrett, and I've admitted that. I made that more personal than anything, which is probably wrong on my part, but. The one thing that I did respect about Jason Garrett is ability to evaluate players. I would have loved to have worked with him with his eye on talent. I did get to work with his dad. But the thing is that Jason Garrett had competitive practices, and that was a big part of his belief. And maybe that's coming from where he learned from Jimmy Johnson, going back and watching Cowboys practices when I was involved with the World League, very competitive practices, you know, with Jimmy Johnson, those days in Austin at training camp, very physical practices. And Jason Garrett kind of brought that up to, you know, when he was the head coach. And then now we go through the Mike McCarthy administration, and there weren't as many competitive practices. There weren't as many, you know, one-on-one where coach calling out two individuals and then let them go at it. You know, they had the mojo moments. Remember those? They play the song, you know, let's, you know, the NBC sounder, and next thing you know, we're having a goal line period and all. But there weren't as many of those as there were, you know, like under the Jason Garrett administration. So as a scout, you really have a hard time evaluating your team at practice when we talk about the good on good. I'm interested to see where Brian Schottenheimer takes this. Where does he fall? Does he fall more into the Mike McCarthy realm of things, or is he going to fall into where his father was, a very, very physical practice type of a coach?
Yeah, and I would have to imagine, I mean, my guess would be he wants to lean a little bit more like the old school, after it quite a bit. But obviously this is such an early portion, and when you have new personnel and new coaching staff, this is probably a lot of installation and just trying to get everybody on the same page before you can hopefully take off and really hit the ground running once you get to Oxnard and training camp. But when it comes to certain individuals, the Micah Parsons of the world, obviously the George Pickens of the world, you have the rookies how much do you expect to see Micah?
I really don't. I think the Cowboys are actually preparing, and you know, when this gets posted, you know, maybe we have already had the practice and all that. I'm sure Peyton will get it up as quickly as possible. But, you know, just initially, I don't think you're going to see much. I don't think the Cowboys are expecting Micah Parsons to be a part of these on-the-field workouts. So take that for what it's made. You know, Micah has to make a decision, and, you know, he has to feel like he needs to protect himself. I was part of a practice one time where I saw Sean Lee get hurt going against Zach Martin, you know, Zach Martin's very first year. And I saw on a screen pass going out to the right, you know, Zach Martin got hooked up with Sean Lee, and next thing, Sean Lee's laying on the turf with a knee injury. So you have to think about these things, you know, if you're looking at the contract situation the way it is for Micah Parsons. Will he be around? We'll see about that. I don't know that, but I just got the feeling that the staff is not preparing for him to be part of the on-field activities.
Okay, and this is still the voluntary portion of the proceedings, correct?
The OTAs, there's some mandatory, like there's the OTAs, the mini camps, there's mandatory parts of it that, you know, we will get into. I know the media will be allowed to see one a week, and their schedule goes through the middle of June. So, yeah, there's going to be a point of this where it becomes a three-day mandatory thing. And they'll work from there. But like I said, early indications I haven't talked to Mike about this. But I think the staff is preparing that he is not going to be there.
That's interesting, because it feels like the Joneses have kind of laid the groundwork for what they want to see this offseason from a leadership standpoint out of Micah before they hand him the fatty, fatty, boom, bah, inevitable market setting deal as one of the best edge rushers in the sport. And so I wonder how that lands with Jerry and Steven and these guys. I mean, ultimately, we know how the Cowboys end up doing business, and Mike is going to get the bag. It's just a matter of when, not if. But they've kind of made it seem like, hey, we want to see what type of, you know, how all in are you as an individual and being the leader? There's no DeMarcus Lawrence anymore. Like, we're looking at you, Micah, to sort of be that guy. And he's been a guy that's perpetually kind of been distant in off seasons. He's been working, but he's getting his own individual work in and not necessarily with the team. And it felt like they sort of set the bar for, hey, we're going to end up giving you this contract. We want to see the leadership aspect out of you. I understand the business side of things, and you bring up the Sean Lee stuff where, I mean, there's certainly a chance something could
happen
here.
It happens.
So I get Micah and his agent being like, hey, we don't want to push it too much, but I just wonder how the Joneses, how they feel about that, even though we all know they're going to still give him the deal.
Yeah. I don't think anybody feels great about anything about players not participating in things that, you know, the team tries to put together, whether that's Diggs with the, you know, with the rehab away from Britt Brown and those guys, this is the business side of things. This is and all you have to do is just cite the conversation that you and I just had, the Sean Lee, that it happens. You know, we have guys getting hurt. I think the Ravens the other day lost their safety, Washington, to a knee injury. You know, happened during camp, you know, these mini camps, OTA camps. And so injury is part of the game. And, you know, heck, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where you have to be very mindful of that. Let's go back to the first knee injury that Diggs had was a practice injury, you know, that he was lost in, you know, the third week of September, you know, in 2023. So, you know, these things do happen, and these players have to be very mindful of that. And they're like, listen, do I want to put myself in harm's way, you know, when I don't have a contract done or I'm currently negotiating a contract? I think the Joneses, you asked the question, I think the Joneses have to understand, and I do believe they do. I do believe they understand. They want Micah to be the leader. They want Micah to do the things that, you know, that Dak Prescott, but nobody's going to be Dak Prescott here. Nobody is going to be that guy. But it would, you know, it would be nice, and I'm sure Micah will be around, but this is one of those times where I think that they would really understand that, listen, practicing might not be his, as much as they want him to do it, it might not be for the best interest of him.
I'm glad you brought up Dak. How much participation will we be able to get out of him physically?
I think, yeah, it sounds like just kind of talking to some people in the building that things have been going along really well. The times that, and I'm no trainer by any means, know a lot of them, know a lot of doctors, but they, you know, walking by the windows, you know, going to the podcast studio, you know, at the Star, you could see Dak out there working with Britt Brown, and you could see, you know, it looks like to me, just if you have a hamstring problem, you're not doing track, you know, track exercises. We've seen these track performers, athletes, and their ability to skip and bounce.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And, you know, if you're having hamstring problems, you're not skipping and bouncing around like Dak Prescott was when I went walking by that field. You know, that's a little bit of a, you know, you're maybe a little bit more cautious and all that, but boy, he looked physically, he looked good weight wise. You know, Dak is always, you know, since his first year, I think every year Dak's made it a point to come in with the best shape that he could be and physically, weight wise and stuff. So, you know, he looks good. The you know, skipping around, jumping around, everything looks fine, but it sounds like that he is going to participate in this camp.
That's great news because, like we said, I mean, with the new coaching staff and implementing the new offense and things like that, you obviously want Dak to be as much of a participant as possible. I'm also excited to see, you know, Joe Milton and how he looks out there, how he spins it. I can't wait to get out to Oxnard to see it, but that's another guy I'm looking forward to watching. Anybody else on the short list for you that you're going to have your eye on as we get going here?
Well, I'm interested to see with all the edge rushers where Azaraku falls into play here. You know, is he getting work with the second unit? You know, I would hope that, you know, that he is in competition with Fowler and Sam Williams. And, you know, those are the kinds of, you know, things I think that's where I'd want to see. I don't really want to see any of these rookies not being, especially the ones like the Bookers, and don't, you know, and Vach Lombardi and I get on this all the time. Don't be the guy or the coach that puts Booker over on field two and says, oh, he's getting work with the threes and fours. No, he needs to be over there working with the ones and the twos. And, you know, you drafted him 12th overall. He is going to be your starter at right guard unless something awful happens. He is exactly what you need playing right guard. And so put him at right guard and let him go. Don't be, well, he's getting more work over there. You know, I don't need to see that, you know, at least like we'll see where he lines up with the, you know, the OTAs, the mini camps and stuff like that. I hope that all these rookies are going to be in places where they can immediately impact practice, whether it's an OTA mini camp or a training camp practice, and then a preseason game, and then into the regular season. I don't need to see somebody, you know, having, oh, well, we're going to put him over here unless the player's not ready. You know, unless that player's just not ready. I mean, I'm interested to see with our cornerbacks out there and how they line up, you know, with Carson. Ravel, I don't think will be OTA-ing or mini camping. Now, training camping, there's a really good possibility of that. But, I mean, I know talking to people over there, they're excited about working with the kid. But I just want to see where these corners are going to line up, how they maybe are going to look at them initially here, and then maybe get an idea of how they could do it once some guys start to come back and play.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, the Kalen Carson stuff coming in now in year two
needs to be ready. Him, Butler, these guys, these young guys, they might be a little thin there right now. It looks thin. It looks like a thin position, but maybe you do get a couple of guys. Like I say, Butler did a nice job until he got, you know, nicked up, and then, you know, we saw some of the others. But Carson needs to step up for you. He absolutely needs to. There was, you know, this time last year, you know, if you and I were doing this show together, I would be this guy that was cheerleading for him. What I saw from him at Wake Forest, and, you know, wow, he could be a guy that maybe could compete with Jordan Lewis at the nickel spot, and they'll make Jordan Lewis like a dime player. That just never materialized. Jordan Lewis was one of your best damn corners, you know? So we'll see how these corners all shake out, but I am totally interested in not only the rookies, but the second year guys that have, you know, and even the third year guy, Amazi Smith. I mean, with new additions at defensive tackle, does this light a fire under Amazi Smith, or is he just going to be a player that's going to be good and not potentially great?
You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.